thing is, goats, calms, they have goats on the roof. So my friends, I would like to begin my reflection here with you with a poem by a United Methodist Church minister, Jan Richardson. But I think she is first and foremost a poet and an artist before anything else. Mm-hmm. This poem is called Blessing the Chaos. To all that is chaotic in you, let there come silence. Let there be a calming of the clamoring, a stilling of the voices that have laid their claim on you, that have made their home in you, that go with you even to the holy places, but will not let you rest, will not let you hear your life with wholeness or feel the grace that fashioned you. Let what distracts you cease. Let what divides you cease. Let there come an end to what diminishes and demeans. And let depart all that keeps you in its cage. Let there be an opening into the quiet that lies beneath the chaos, where you find the peace you did not think possible, and see what shimmers within the storm. Friends, every year we begin the church liturgical year with the good news of Jesus Christ at the center of the chaos of our world and our lives. And this year of 2025, there are lots. There are probably a lot more than some of the other years we have lived and experienced. Our gospel reading this morning invites us to be watchful and ready when the Son of Man returns. It paints a frightening scene of a time of calamity when people will experience deep divisions and losses, when lives and properties will be taken or swept away. The irony of the days we are living in is that it seems like we are actually, in a very real sense, living in some of these times, with deep divisions and losses, when lives and property can be swept away just with the twinkle of an eye. For the last few days, I've been glued to the news site of Hong Kong, following the development and the aftermath of the disastrous fire in Hong Kong, where I was born and lived until I was 18. I was actually living in the same district area where the fire was. The latest death toll rose to 146, with more than 100 people still unaccounted for. It felt particularly close to home because I too was raised living in a similar high-rise building, similar to one of the 7 destroyed buildings of Wang Fuk Court in Tai Po District. In a city where most people lived on high-rise buildings, nobody would have ever thought a fire would spread at such speed and intensity and cause such destruction of lives and homes almost in an instant. Jesus warned his followers of the suddenness and randomness of disasters in our world by saying that about that day or hours, no one knows. But so was his coming into our lives to renew, restore, and rebuild. When reading this story, it is important to remind ourselves that the apocalyptic style of writing always juxtaposes warnings about calamities with the reassurance of God's provisions for the faithful. Similar to the little apocalypse in the readings from Luke two Sundays ago, this story is not meant to be predictive as much as meaning-making. Apocalypse, which actually means the uncovering of what is hidden, is an invitation for all of us to open our eyes, open our senses, and open our hearts so that we may recognize what God is revealing to us in every age, and particularly in the time you and I are living in. Apocalypse is as much about the end of things as the beginning of something new, the coming of a new order, new ways to relate to each other, to people who have been marginalized for way too long, to the rest of creation, new ways to organize our lives, our economy, and a fairer way to distribute the world's resources. The purpose of these stark warnings of Jesus is perhaps to help us not lose sight of the hope and promise of renewal as we endure the birth pangs of the coming of a new order. We are asked to wait with expectations and be awake as we watch for the signs of our times. Jan, the poet who wrote the poems I shared earlier, comment on her reflections of the Advent season. She said, every year, Advent calls us to practice the apocalypse, to look for the presence of Christ who enters into our every loss, who comes to us in the midst of devastation, who gathers us up when our world has shattered, and who offers the healing that is a foretaste of the wholeness Christ is working to bring about, not only at the end of time, but also in this time and in this place. The first Sunday of Advent invites us to recognize that these endings are connected, that the Christ who will return at the end of time somehow inhabits each ending we experienced in this life. Let's take a moment to pause to think about if there is any endings you currently are experiencing in your life. And And there may be, for some of us, there may be more than one. My friends, the story of the Advent season may have begun with chaos in our world and our lives, but it will continue with many more stories of God finding ways to break in. Actually, like breaking in a home, like the angel of God actually broke into the closed rooms when Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth and the father of John the Baptist, was praying, and like how the angel of God broke into the home of Mary when she was least expected. This is a season of God breaking in our caged life, of hope breaking into our frightened hearts. And if God can find us in a locked room, I imagine God can find us anywhere. And God breaking in also comes with the invitations to each of us to unshelter our hearts. Think for a moment how you may unshelter your hearts this season to welcome the Christ who is coming in the midst of your loss and devastations, or the loss and devastations of people you love and cared about. Our diocesan bishop, John Stevens, in his introductions to his Advent series, Searching for Emmanuel, says, "The season of Advent is about preparing to awaken our souls to meet and know God once more. It is about preparing ourselves to explore the word Emmanuel, or God with us, and what it means in our lives, our living, our prayers, our hopes, and our loves, our ground, our peace. Discovering the Emmanuel, God with us, is our life quest," the Archbishop proposes. Discovering God with us is a life quest. It is not just the moment that you profess your faith in Christ and everything will be better, but it is a continual lifestyle of recognizing Christ bringing hope to each of us and in the world in every difficult moment. I want to leave you with some questions to think about this coming week, or when you gather around the tables during coffee time. Can you think of a time when someone told you something that gave you hope while you were afraid? What was that like? How did you react? I repeat the questions. Can you think of a time when someone told you something that gave you hope while you were afraid? What was that like? How did you react? Walk with God this season is the invitation, and it is also your preparations for this journey of Advent. And I will end with another poem of Jan Richardson, Blessing for Advent. "It may feel like the word prepare is leveling you, emptying you, as it asks you to give up what you have known. It is impolite and hardly tamed. But when it falls upon your lips, You will wonder at the sweetness, like honey that finds its way into the hunger you had not known was there. May that be so. Amen.